弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
感谢主耶稣啊，带领我们平平安安的又度过一个礼拜。
Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for lead all the brothers and sisters for the past weeks. So we had a peace, we have a safety and health.
同时，牧师也特别谢谢很多弟兄姐妹啊，你在家里为着这些医生护士。还有很多病人祷告。
In the meantime, as a pastor, I thank you all the brothers and sisters. Even though you stay at home, you sincerely pray for the doctors and nurses who fight COVID-19 in the front line.
牧师鼓励你继续啊，为这个疫情能够早一点的结束啊，继续祷告。
As a pastor, I strongly encourage you continually pray for this COVID-19 to stop as soon as possible.
因为我们的主是蛮有怜悯恩慈的主。
Because our Lord is the Lord full of mercy, love, and grace.
雅各书那里说，义人的祷告是大有功效的。
In the book of James, the Bible says, the righteous person, when you pray, it is effective.
所以我们继续大家同心合意的来祷告。
So let us unify our hearts to pray together.
那今天早上和大家分享的题目是末后时代教会要学什么呢？
This Sunday morning, the sermon passage is, what does the church need to learn at the end times?
常言道啊，公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
The Chinese saying,We have an old Chinese saying, in the family, if husband and wife get argument, the husband has his own reason, the wife has her own reason.
所以当夫妻两个人吵架的时候呢，双方可都是据理力争啊。
So when husband and wife at home have argument, each one of the person try to convince each other.
结果常常就是两败俱伤啊。
At the end, the result is no one wins.
在生活当中，我们都有这样的经验吧。
In the daily life, we all have an experience like that.
原来这个问题就是出在这些都是人间的道理。
The problem is because those reasons and the knowledge are all from the world, from the world will.
可能双方都有一点点的道理。
Maybe each of the party all have their own reason and knowledge to back it up.
然而却不是真理。
But those reasons and knowledge are not the truth.
因为道理和真理是不同的。
Because reason and knowledge are different than the truth.
那到底什么是真理呢？
Then what is the truth?
主耶稣说过吗？
Jesus answered before.
主耶稣宣告说，我就是道路、真理、真理、生命。
Jesus declared, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If not through me, no one can come to the Heavenly Father.
所以我们明白了真理是从神来的。
So we need to understand the truth is coming from the God.
耶稣就是唯一的真理。
Jesus is the only truth and the absolute truth.
当然他也是绝对的真理。
Jesus is the absolute truth.
以前呢、啊、我们都听过有别人说过这样的话。
Before I heard people said,
他们说这个世界上没有绝对的真理。
There is no absolute truth in this world.
我相信你也听过这样的话。
I'm pretty sure you heard a statement like that before.
其实当这个人这样说的时候呢，
Actually, when the person makes this kind of statement,
他的话就已经变成了绝对的权威了嘛。
Then his statement becomes the absolute authority.
是不是很矛盾呢？
Is that really a contradiction?
在事实上在人间有各式各样的道理。
As a matter of fact, in this world, there are all sorts of reasons and knowledge.
但是人的道理并不等于神的真理。
But human beings' reasons and knowledge are not equal to God's truth.
所以这就关联到今天要讲的题目了。
So this is really related to today's sermon message.
就是末世的教会到底要学什么呢？
What does the church need to learn at the end times?
两个重点。
Two important perspectives.
第一个就是要坚持耶稣的真理。
First, stay with Jesus' truth.
第二个就是要广传耶稣的救恩。
Second is to spread out Jesus' salvation.
啊，弟兄姐妹有手机的话，啊，我鼓励你把它拍下来。
Well, brothers and sisters, if you're holding your cell phone, I encourage you to take a screenshot.
因为这两个重点就是所有的基督徒都要做的事情。
Because these two important perspectives are all the Christians should practice, should do.
如果我们不做的话，真的是很对不起主耶稣。
If you, we don't practice like this, if we don't do it, we are unworthy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来读启示录的二章一到三节。
Now let's read the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 2.
好，我们中文一起来啊，一起来，请你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒的，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐。曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not, and have found those, and have found them false.You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not gotten weary.
我们都知道启示录是约翰老年的时候所写的。
We all know the book of Revelation was written when John was really old.
老约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛，他看见了异象。
When the old John was exiled to the Greek island of Patmos, he saw the vision.
他不仅仅看见了荣耀的主，而且他看见了世界末日要发生的各种灾难。
John, he not only saw the glorious God, he also saw the different disasters would happen at the end of the world times.
大家都知道圣经一共66卷书嘛。
We all know there are totally 66 books in the entire Bible.
我们已经走过了65本书。
We have already went through the 65 books.
所以现在人类正走在最后一本书，就是启示录。
Now, human beings, we are going through the last book, that is the book of Revelation.
所以不管你喜不喜欢或者你相不相信，事实摆在眼前嘛。
So it doesn't matter you like it or you don't like it, or you believe it or you don't believe it. The truth is right in front of your eyes.
这一次新冠病毒的爆发已经危害到全世界人类的生命嘛。
This time, the breakout of the coronavirus have already threatened the lives of the human beings in this entire world.
我们在美国短短的三个月已经有110万的人已经被感染到这个病毒了。
In the US, only the last 3 months, there are more than 110 million people got infected by the COVID-19.
不到三个月的时间，单单在美国就已经有六万六千人失去了他们的生命。
In the past three months, more than 66,000 people had already lost their life due to the coronavirus.
你想一想看，的确有一点恐怖嘛。
Think about it, isn't that terrible and horrible?
很多的专家已经在预测我们未来的经济、教育、工作、生活各方面都会产生一个很大的变化。
A lot of experts have already predicted that in the future, our economy, education, work, and daily life, so many different perspectives will be changing dramatically.
你预备好了吗?
Have you already prepared yourself?
你要怎么样调整自己呢?
How do you adjust yourself?
你是不是一个有信仰的人呢?
Are you the person with faith, have a faith in your heart?
在各种压力之下，你会坚持耶稣基督的真理吗？
Under this different kind of pressures, will you be stick with Jesus Christ's truth?
信仰本来就是一件很严肃的事情。
The faith is a serious issue. It's a serious matter.
因为信仰并不是茶余饭后的一个甜点，可有可无的。
Because faith is not a dessert of your dinner, something you can have it or something you don't need to have it.
因为信仰是我们生命价值的核心嘛。
Because the truth is the core value in our daily life.
因此每一个人都需要一个正确的信仰。
Therefore, everyone, every human being need to have a true faith.
在圣经里面，耶稣说过很多次。
In the Bible, Jesus said many times.
他说他是万物的开始，也是万物的终结者。
The Creator is also the one who ends everything.
是的，这一位独一的真神，他是创造者，当然他也是人类的终结者。
Yes.He is the one and only true God. He is the creator. Of course, he's the one who will end everything in this world.
在启示录里面，你会 读到有七个教会，七个印记，七个号筒，七灾。
In the book of Revelation, you will read the chapter talks about seven churches, seven hills, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven disasters.
事实上，七这个数字就代表一个完全。
Actually, the number seven represents the sense of complete.
在启示录二章一节这边呢，我们看到这个以弗所教会在当时罪恶的环境中能够坚守立场，已经是不容易了。
In this chapter 2, verse 1 of Revelation, at that time, the world was so sinful, it was not easy for the church of Ephesus to stand firmly at the right position.
弟兄姐妹都读过以弗所书吗?
Well, brothers and sisters, I believe you have already read the book of Ephesians.
那就是使徒保罗,因为他曾经在以弗所传道有三年之久。
The Apostle Paul used to spread out the Gospels in the church of Ephesus for about 3 years.
在以弗所那个城市，当时大多数的人都是敬拜偶像。
At that time, most of the people in the church of Ephesus who worship idols.
那什么偶像呢?
Which idol?
叫做雅迪尼女神。
It was a female god called Artemis.
所以那是一个充满拜偶像的城市。
Therefore, that was the city full of worshipping idols.
也因为如此呢，所以这个制造偶像的这个商业非常发达。
Because of that reason, the industry in that city at that time, which produced idols, were booming and thriving.
不但如此呢，就是当时还有一些假的老师呢，来引诱信耶稣的人离弃真道。
Also at that time, some fake teachers who lured and confused the people who believe in Jesus Christ to be away from Jesus Christ's truth.
可见问题相当严重。
Therefore, it was a serious problem.
所以在以弗所书里面呢，保罗已经提到各种异端出现。
In the book of Ephesians written by Paul had already mentioned those different kinds of heresies.
但是在启示录这里呢，是主耶稣亲口讲的。
But in the book of Revelation, our Lord Jesus Christ said it by himself in chapter 2 and verse 2.
Yeah, 二章二节我来读给大家听。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒的，注意哈，却不是使徒，看出他们是假的来。
I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that they have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not.And have found them false.
看看今天啊，是不是有一些的教会已经世俗化了呢？
Look at the churches now. A lot of churches have already been secular.
有人说美国文化有一个特点呢，就是什么都要大。
Well, some people say in the American culture, it is very important to show up largely.
啊，所以这个教会啊，都要这个 mega church 啊，人多，节目精彩，场面壮大，就表示成功啊。
The churches need to be a mega church, has a lot of amazing programs, a huge number of attendees. Then they think those are successful church.
真的是这样子吗？
Is that really true?
与世界妥协的教会。其实都是以人为中心的教会。
The churches who compromise with this world are the churches to put human beings in the center.
因为他们很少讲到做主的门徒是要付上代价。
They rarely talk about to be Jesus' disciples. There's a cost involved with it.
他们也很少提到主耶稣的十字架。
They rarely mention Jesus Christ's cross.
虽然他们常常啊讲到一些鼓励的信息
，even though they often speak about encouraging messages，
但是他们的套路啊，他们的套路都是用现在进行式。
But the strategy is it is happening now。
啊，所以你会听到他们说：“哦，神的祝福正在快要临到你了。”
You often hear they say God's blessings are about.To come to you.
啊，只要你有信心啊，只要你多多奉献，最终神的祝福必然会临到你的。
As long as you have a faith, as long as you offer more, eventually God's blessing will be coming to you.
那你注意到了，都是现在进行式。
Please pay attention to their message. What they're talking about, it is happening now.
听起来不错。
It sounds pretty good.
因为至少给你带来希望。
At least it brings hope to you.
但是这只是一部分的真理而已。
But there are only partial truths. It's only partial truths.
我们不能用一部分的来代替完全的真理。
We cannot use this partial truth to replace the whole truth.
难怪有人说，这是不是掺了水的福音已经稀释了呢
？No wonder people say it is the gospel who has already been diluted with water.
就像我们华人，如果你喝了掺了水的豆浆啊，那个味道已经不纯正了。
Just like our Chinese people, we like to drink soybean milk, but if we dilute the soybean milk by the waters, the taste won't be so pure.
掺了水的豆浆，那非常非常淡。
Well, if you put water, dilute the soybean milk by the water, the taste is not strong at all.
因为它失去了原有的味道。
Because it lost the original taste.
然而注意哈，然而呢，你又不能说它不是豆浆啊。
However, you cannot say it is not soybean milk.
问题它就是打着豆浆的招牌，实际上它只有可能 20% 的豆浆而已。
The problem is, it is soybean milk by the label, but only with 20% of real soybean in it.
这就是很大的问题了。
That is a big problem.
所以在末后的时代，耶稣基督的教会的重任是什么呢？
So what is the important task of the church in the end times?
就是我们必须要传讲耶稣全备完整的真理。
The church must speak about and spread out the whole truth of Jesus Christ.
我们必须要告诉别人，做主的门徒是要预备付上代价的。
We must tell people the whole and the complete gospel. We must tell people that there is a cost involved to be the Lord's disciples.
因为圣经从来没有告诉我们说，信主的人，凡是信主的人，每天都是鸟语花香，天色常来，没有。
Because the Bible never, never promised people that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have everyday life full of the birds chirping, pretty flower, and a sunny sky all the time. No, never.
相反的，凡是真正重生得救的人，必定会要面对很多的磨难，很多的考验。
On the other hand, the people who truly...reborn within Jesus Christ actually have to accept a lot of sufferings and tests.
其实很多弟兄姐妹啊，大家都有亲身的经历。
Actually, a lot of brothers and sisters, you have this experience by yourself.
那以弗所的教会，他们的优点是他们为主的名劳苦，并不疲乏。
The good thing about the church of Ephesus.Was that they preserve, they work hard and have endured hardship for the Lord's name and have not grown weary.
因为主耶稣说嘛，你也能忍耐，成为主的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Because Jesus Christ said, "You have persevered and have endured hardship for my name."And have not grown weary.
可见当时弟兄姐妹他们真的服事非常的认真负责。
It showed that at that time the brothers and sisters worked very hard and seriously.
主耶稣也肯定啊他们的这个优点。
And Jesus Christ claimed those are their good things, their advantages.
然而主耶稣也指出他们需要改进的地方了。
However, Jesus also point out the areas they need to improve.
就是下面的四节和第五节。
Those are in verse 4 and 5.
我们 PowerPoint 可以放一下。
Let's look at a PowerPoint.
那你讲到，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改。行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Yet I hold that against you, you have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand.From its place.
他们的问题就是把起初的爱心给丢弃了。
The problem is they have already lost their first love at the very beginning.
那大家发现一个问题吗？
We find a problem here.
侍奉主、侍奉教会可以很认真，但是侍奉里面却没有爱了。
You may serve.The church serve God seriously, but that service is without love.
换句话说，教会表面上 啊，还是有礼拜五的小组，礼拜天查经啊，敬拜啊，这些事工继续在进行。
Just on the surface, you see everything is the same. Friday night for cell group Bible fellowship. Sunday we have a worship. Everything looks the same.
但是如果没有察觉到已经有很多人失去那一颗爱主爱人的心了。
But maybe you didn't realize a lot of people already love that.Already lost that heart, truly loving God, truly loving people.
你说奇怪不奇怪？
Do you think it's strange?
以前的教会如此，今天的教会也可能如此。
The church before was like that, the church today could be still the same.
如果我们不谨慎，不知不觉当，就会落入一个机械化的运作。
If we're not being cautious and being alert, we may fall into this automatic, like a machine operation.
不知不觉，教会就变成了公司。
Before you even know it, the church become a company.
大家看重的是这个业绩和数字。
People only focus on the profit and the numbers.
哎，我们这个 PowerPoint 可以稍微晚一点放好吗？
We can show this PowerPoint later on.
哦、所以这个教会如果是看重业绩和这个数字的话呢，就会注重说每一年有多少人受洗啊。
If the church only pay attention on the profit numbers, all they focuses on is, oh, this year how many people are being baptized?
有多少人啊成为新会友啊？
How many people become the new church members?
很少人会关心灵命。啊、做主门徒灵命真正的成长。
But rarely have a people concern and care about spiritual growth of being the Lord's gospel, the Lord's disciple.
特别是面对大灾难的时候，弟兄姐妹生命的反应是什么呢？
Especially when faced this big disaster, what are the responses of our spiritual life by the brothers and sisters?
因为患难见真情。
Because you only can see the true friendship during the disaster time.
生命的本身很重要。
The life itself is very important.
最近我还看到一个新闻。
Recently, I saw a news.
就是讲到以后的教会呢，就可能出现机器人的牧师。
Well, in the future, there may be robot pastor in the church.
现在我们来看一下、啊、这个是德国的机器人牧师。
Now let's look at this PowerPoint. This is a robot pastor in the country of Germany.、
啊、事实上这还是好几年前的，现在的新的这个机器人牧师做的跟真的人一模一样。
Actually, that was a picture from a couple of years ago. Nowadays, the robot pastor just look like a real person.
哦，这个机器人牧师有表情、有动作，当然也有声音嘛。
The robot pastor has a facial experience, has a facial expression, has a voice, has an action, just like a real human being.
然后这个机器人牧师里面至少存了有8000篇的信息。
Inside the robot pastor, there are more than 8,000 sermon messages restored in it.
而且各种语言、啊、英文、中文、韩文、法文，什么语言都有。
Even in different languages, in Chinese, in South Korea, in Korean, in French, all sorts of language available.
所以如果你想要听什么，他就随时为你服务了。
Therefore, no matter what do you want to listen to, the robot pastor can serve you at any time.
我不知道你会怎么想。
I don't know how you feel about this.
我呢，实在不敢想。
For me, I cannot even imagine.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们的确是活在一个末后的时代。
We truly live in this end times.
大家还记得主耶稣怎么样责备法利赛人吗？
Do you still remember how our Lord Jesus Christ blame the Pharisees.
哦，他们也有优点哦。
Well, they also have their advantage and good things.
哦，他们也奉献，他们也遵守摩西律法，他们也按时敬拜神，他们通通都做到了。
The Pharisees also follow the law of Moses. They worship, they offer, and they do a lot of things.
但是他们对神的态度已经变成有口无心了。
But the important thing is, the only thing left for the Pharisees is appearance and a lot of ceremonies.Only from their mouth, from their actions.
因为他们已经失去了那一个爱神爱人的心了。
Because they already lost the heart of a loving God, loving people.
难怪剩下的只有外表，还有很多宗教的仪式而已。
The only thing left is the appearance and a lot of religious ceremonies.
所以主耶稣责备他。
Therefore, Jesus Christ blamed the Pharisees.
也难怪今天有人发出这样的感叹说
No wonder nowadays a lot of people sigh.
耶稣基督的教会到底有没有耶稣基督的同在呢？
They wonder if the Church of Jesus Christ really have Jesus Christ with it.
这是值得我们深思的问题。
We truly need to think about it.In depth and seriously.
还有人告诉我说，有些教会是从来不传福音的。
I also heard from other people, some churches, they never talk about the good news, the gospel.
我真的是只能为他们祷告。
Well, the only thing I can do for them is to pray for them.
今天末世的教会最需要的就是求主的爱浇灌在我们里面嘛。
Now we are at the end times. We need to pray that God's love, the Lord's love, pour on us.
要求主的爱不断的继续的浇灌在我们的里面嘛。
We pray that God's love continually pour on us.
只有当我们领受的越多的时候，我们才能够分享出去嘛。
The more love we receive from God, the more we can give out.
接下来我放一个非常感动的一个短片给大家看一下。
Now I'm going to show you a short clip of a movie.
啊，这是讲到在纽约啊，这个有三位医生护士他们做大夜班的一个实际的情况。
It is a very touching, very moving short clip of movie. Talk about in the city of New York, there are three physicians. They work in the night shift in the emergency room in the hospital.
我们麻烦啊，负责的啊，帮忙放一下。
So please show this short movie.
I am a night physician. At night, there are three of us.And I'm one of them, so I take care of patients overnight and just care and tend to their medical needs, spiritual too. I'm not used to working at night, so night shifts require you to be alert.
The first part of the night gets kind of busy, takes a while to assess everybody and get their meds and get them settled in. And then the middle of the night, things can get kind of quiet and calm.
You don't have the daytime hustle.So you can really settle in and get to understand patients and meet them and interact with them in a good way.
A lot of times at night is when the fears and anxieties overwhelm them. And so being able to be there in those moments and talk with them has been so rewarding.
I aim to provide rest and comfort and Jesus to the people.
We have lost some family, can't be in here with them, but glad to be here for them in those moments. We get to be the family in those times. And just being able to kneel down beside their beds, just hold their hand. People are so afraid and there's so much distancing happening, but because of the gear that we wear, we have complete freedom to be right in there and hold their hand.
I feel protected. He called me to do this work. I can't explain it any other way. I'm not afraid of it in there. I have never felt closer to the Lord in all my life than being in there.
I think often of how Jesus washed the disciples' feet. A lot of what I'm doing is emptying urinals and fluffing pillows and providing comfort in just small ways. And I feel like that is washing people's feet as Jesus did. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to follow in Christ's example.
If we can do just a little bit of that in His name, sign me up for it again and again and again.
这三位当大夜班的医生护士，他们心里面充满了耶稣的爱。
These three physicians and the nurses who work in the night shift in the hospital, their hearts are full of love of Jesus Christ.
特别对那些病人要走的时候，没有办法和家人见最后一面的时候。
Especially to those patients.Before they leave this world, they could not even be together with their loved ones and family members.
医生护士就代替了家人。
The doctors and the nurses, they replaced the positions of their patients, loved ones, and family members.
真的是情何以堪。
It is a very touchy, very touching, very moving our heart.
所以我建议呢，有一点年纪的人呢，最好早一点准备自己的后事。
So I do suggest for the elderly people, if you can, do some preparation work for your final issues and matters.
我自己在63岁的时候呢，就和我太太呢，把这个所有的后事都安排好了。
For myself, at the age of 63, I have already together with my wife,prepared our final issues and matters.
包括了合法的遗嘱，还有这个殡仪馆的各项事情。
Including the wills and the trust and the funeral home arrangements.
而且我们家两个小孩子都知道。
And our two children are aware of it.
所以如果我在美国或者加拿大的任何一个城市发生意外的话。
If anything happened to me in the city of US and Canada,
他们只要打一通电话给殡仪馆，基本上事情就搞定了。
The family member, my family member, just need to give a call to the funeral home. Everything have already set it up.
省掉多少麻烦呢
？It save a lot of troubles and problems.
所以我常常讲，我们活着的时候要喜乐，死的时候要潇洒一点。
So I often say when we are living, we need to be joyful and we need to make it easy when pass away.
如果不早一点做安排，那会带给自己的配偶儿女有多少头痛麻烦的事情。
If you do not set up your final issue and matters ahead of time, it will bring a lot of headaches and troubles for your spouse and the children.
所以，与其如此，我们不如勇敢地面对死亡这个事情吧。
Well, things are like that. Then we need to bravely face the matter of death.
其实没有什么好忌讳的。
It's not something you should not or could not. It's not something you could or should avoid.
反而是你早一点和家人有一起讨论，大家都有一个良好的沟通，才是上策嘛。
It is better to communicate with your loved ones and family members earlier and openly communicate about it.
尤其对我们信耶稣的人来说。
Especially for the people like us, we believe in Jesus Christ.
死亡的本身没有什么好怕。
Death itself is not scary at all.
因为死亡，我们通过死亡这一个门要去到一个更美更好的家乡嘛。
Because through death, through this gate of death, we will go to a more beautiful homeland.
希伯来书已经告诉我们嘛。
The book of Hebrews already told us.
这里 就是指地上，这里不是我们永远的家乡。
Here, talk about this world is not our home, is not our forever home.
那里才是我们永远的家乡。
There is our forever homeland.
这是圣经的真理。
That is the truth from the Bible.
所以我们在还没有死以前，我们就要好好的学习为主而活了。
Therefore, before we die, we need to learn how to live well for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那到底什么叫为主而活呢？
So what does live for the Lord mean?
那并不表示你就不能拥有自己的爱好，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean you cannot have your own interest and a hobby. It doesn't mean that.
哦，你仍然可以有自己的兴趣，仍然可以发展自己的爱好。
Well, you still can have your own interest, still can develop your own hobby.
为主而活就是你每天的生活是以主为中心的。
You live for the Lord, that means every day you will put our Lord Jesus Christ in the center of your life.
我强调在每天生活中操练尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
I encourage you to practice every day during your daily life. You need to practice. Try all your heart to love your Lord Jesus Christ.
其次就是爱人如己嘛。
Secondly, love others just like you love yourself.
所以只要你按照这两大诫命去做，你就是为主而活了。
If you practice according to these two important commandments, then you live for the Lord.
也不是太难嘛。
Well, it's not that difficult.
只要你有心。
As long as you have the heart to practice this way.
我在这里在回应啊，这两天张牧师给我们的一个专题。
Now let me respond to the seminars Reverend Pastor Abraham had for us.
就是今天的教会不能再成为一个自己关在里面的一个象牙塔。
Now the church cannot be just like every tower we lock ourselves in inside every tower.
当我们说效法基督的时候，效法他什么呢？
We need to be like Jesus Christ. Then how can we be like Jesus Christ?
两方面嘛。
Two important perspectives.
不仅仅是效法他一个谦卑温柔的生命而已。
Not just have a life like a Jesus Christ life, very humble, very caring, very kind.
还有就是效法基督的行为。
And also act like a Jesus Christ do.
这福音给我们看见主耶稣当年走遍加利利的各城各乡接近人群，走进人群，关心人群。
The four books of a gospel showed us at that time Jesus Christ went through every single town of a Galilee and moved and touched, helped so many people.
我以前也说过很多遍了。
I said that many times in the past.
教会要有两只手嘛。
The church need to have two hands.
一个是做主门徒的手，一个是传扬福音的手。
One hand is to be the Lord's disciple, the other hand is to spread out God's gospel.
两个手要一起做。
Two hands need to work together.
做主门徒的目的就是要出去把未信主的朋友带到主的面前。
Be the Lord's disciple is to go out of the church to bring the people who don't know the Lord, bring them to come to know the Lord.
所以教会要想办法制造一个环境，一个范围是给福音朋友能来的。
Therefore, the church needs to create an environment, an atmosphere to invite the people who don't know Jesus Christ to come to church.
如果教会没有这个看见
，If we don't even see it as a church，
仍然停留在我只奉献一点钱给远方的宣教士而已。
Well, only saying the sage, okay, we offer and we use this offering to send out to the missionary who work in the missionary factory far away.
难怪很多的教会五年、十年仍然在原地踏步。
No wonder the churches in 5 years, say ten years, they are still the same, no progress.
所以求主给我们智慧，给我们胆量，也给我们见识，要勇于突破。
So please, Lord, bless us to have the vision.To have the braveness, to have the wisdom to make the progress.
耶稣基督的教会不仅是坚守一个真理，而且要实践这个真理。
Jesus Christ Church is not only to stay with the Jesus Christ truth, and also need to practice Jesus Christ truth.
然后主耶稣继续在启示录的二章六节这样说。
Then continually, Jesus Christ said in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 6.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉伊党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶。
But you have this in your favor. You hate the practice of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
尼格拉党就是当时教会的异端。
The practice of Nicolaitans was a heresy at the church at that time.
因为他们是挂名的基督徒。
They claimed themselves as a Christian.
他们假借自由之名来放纵肉体的私欲。
But they used the name of freedom to indulge the physical and body enjoyment.
难怪主耶稣恨恶他们。
No wonder Jesus Christ hated them.
以弗所教会也同样恨恶异端的行为。
The churches of Ephesus also hated this heresy behaviors.
再看看我们今天各式各样的异端。
But now look at all kinds of heresies today.
大部分都是打着耶稣的名号。
Most of those heresies hold high of the sign of Jesus Christ.
我们不能假装没有看见。
We cannot pretend that we didn't see it. We don't see it.
华人传统的文化就非常的只注重自己，就是自扫门前雪啊，莫管别人瓦上霜。
The Chinese culture has one issue. They only pay more attention, care about themselves. For example, if there is a heavy snow, they only clean up this driveways in front of their own house. They do not care about their neighbors.
就是外面世界发生了什么事情，只要跟我的教会没关系，我们就没关系，不去理他，好像就没有发生一样。这是很糟糕的事情。
No matter what happens outside of the church, I don't care as long as there's no effect.To our own church, then I don't care.
我们这里要学习以弗所的教会嘛。
Now we need to learn from the churches of Ephesus.
就是恨主所恨的异端，但是爱主所爱的。
Hate those heresy, just like Jesus Christ hate them, and love what Jesus Christ loves.
这就叫做效法基督。
That is called learn.And act like Jesus Christ.
接下来在第七节。
Now, after that, for verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is the paradise of God.
众教会，意思就是所有的教会，以弗所只是代表性的一个，事实上是圣灵向所有的众教会所说的话。
all churches. So here, talk about the Church of Ephesus is only a representation of all churches. So now here, the Holy Spirit is speaking to all churches.
凡有耳的就应当听，意思就是要听从、顺从、顺服、遵行主的话。
Whoever has ears, let him hear. That means all the people who have ears need to obey God's words.
那只要我们遵行主的话得胜的，神就将乐园中生命树的果子赐给我们吃。
What the Spirit says to the churches, to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是表达我们和主恢复一个更美好的关系。
That means we will resume a better relationship with our Lord.
甚至比在伊甸园中的关系更美好。
It is an even better relationship than the relationship we had with God in the Garden of Eve.
因为我们是活在一个全新的耶路撒冷的圣城里面。
Because we live in the brand new holy city of Jerusalem.
而且有主耶稣做我们永远的大君王。
And we have our Lord Jesus Christ be our forever king.
在主耶稣要回来以前，教会到底要做什么呢？
Before Jesus Christ, our Lord, come back into this world, what do the church need to do at this end times?
两个功课。
Two important lessons we need to do.
就是坚守耶稣的真理。
Stay with Jesus Christ's truth.
那具体的内容是什么呢？
What are the detailed contents?
很简单，给大家三个重点就好。
Very easy, three important perspectives.
就是神造人，神爱人，神要救人。
First, God created human beings. Second, God loves his people. Third, God wants to save his people.
这个都是很简单，很好记，你拍下来，作为你的资料，以后做个人布道，你就可以用了。
These three important perspectives are easy and handy, so take a screenshot in the future. You can use it to spread out the gospels.
接下来同样重要的是我们的回应。回应是什么呢?
After that, it's also very important. What are our responses?
照样是三个重点。
Also three important perspectives.
第一个就是承认我们是被神所造。
First, admit that we were created by God.
第二个重点就是我愿意回应神的大爱。
Secondly, we are willingly to respond to God's almighty love.
第三个重点就是我要诚实的悔改，并且接受主的救恩。
The third important perspective, we need to be honestly repent and receive God's salvation.
请问你觉得难不难呢?
So let me ask you, do you think it's too hard?
其实一点都不难。
It's not hard at all.
因为你的回应是由你自己来决定。
Because your responses are decided by yourself.
所以只要你愿意打开你的心，今天你就得救。
So as long as you are willingly to open your heart today, you will be saved.
我这是对福音朋友说的。
Of course, I'm talking to the seekers who hasn't believed in Jesus Christ yet.
还有在这个疫情之下，很多人都有这样的感受啊。
And also under the situation of coronavirus, a lot of people have this kind of feeling.
有人在家里面闷了三个月，哇，就已经有点受不了了。
A lot of people stay at home for about 3 months. They cannot take it anymore.
不知道你有没有想过。
But have you ever think about it?
如果有人将要被关在地狱的熔火里面，永远出不来的话。
And if some people will get locked in the hell and never can get out.
在地狱的火湖里面，那里有不死的虫子，还有难闻的硫磺气味，还有更可怕的魔鬼一直与那个人同在。
In the Hellfire Lake, there are tons of bugs, disgusting smells, and horrible evils in there.
你能够想象吗？
Can you imagine?
一个被关在地狱里面的人，永世不能翻身，不能出来。
The person who lock in this hellfire lake always stay there forever, never can get out.
你当然不希望你的父母、你的孩子、你的哥哥姐姐、亲朋好友被关在里面吧。
Of course, you do not want your parents, your brothers and sisters, your loved ones, your family members, your nephews and your niece, you don't want them to be locked in this hellfire lake.
这就是为什么传福音要有迫切感嘛。
That is the reason why telling about the good news, spread out the gospel, need to have a sense of emergency, urgency.
因为雅各书老早就告诉我们说，明天要发生什么事，没有人知道。
Because in the book of James, the Bible have already told us long time ago, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
这个地球上没有一个人知道明天会发生什么事情。
On this earth, nobody, no human being knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以我们就要抓住每一个传福音的机会了。
Therefore, we need to grab tightly every single opportunity of a spread out the gospel.
这是一件不能够等的事情。
It's not an issue you should wait.
因为关系到一个人的永生或者是他的永死。
Because it's related to a person's forever life or forever death.
每一天每一分钟这个世界上有多少人去世呢？
Every single day, every single moment, how many people pass away?
有多少人是没有听到耶稣基督的救恩呢？
How many people had not got opportunity to listen to or hear about Jesus Christ's gospel?
所以我们真的要趁着白日多做主工，因为黑夜将到，就没有人能够做。
Therefore, we really need to work hard to spread out the gospel, tell the good news during the day, because when the night comes, nobody can do it.
牧师第一个要悔改。
As a pastor, I'm the first one who should repent.
因为我检讨我自己做得不够，做得太少了。
I examine myself. I don't think I do enough.
所以求主怜悯。
So please, Lord, have a mercy on us.
今天的题目是末后时代教会要学什么呢？
Today's sermon message is, what does the church need to learn in the end time?
你们可以告诉我吗？
Can you tell me?
我们同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你将启示录摆在我们的面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, thank you so much for blessing us to have the book of Revelation.
我们从以弗所教会也看见我们自己教会的软弱。
Through the church's of Ephesus, we see the weak point, weak things in our church.
当我们享受你恩典的时候，我们忘记了还有很多世上的灵魂。
When we enjoy your wonderful blessings, we have forgot there's so many lost souls in this world.
让我们经过这个这么大的这个疫情病毒，有一个大的觉醒，一个大的复兴。
Let us truly wake up under this big coronavirus situation.
让我们不是单单听到，而且愿意去行道，遵行你的大使命。
Let us not just only listen to your holy words, but also act, practice according to your holy words.
我们也恳求主的爱不断地继续地浇灌在我们的里面。
We pray your Amadi, holy love, pour on us.
让我们每天都充满你的爱，去啊，去关心别人。
So every day we can care and love other people with your great love in our hearts.
我们求你圣灵来复兴你自己的教会。
Your Holy Spirit, please thrive your own churches.
大大的来复兴我们。
Thrive your own churches in a big way.
因为我们要高举主你自己的圣名。
Because we need to hold high of your own holy name, our Lord.
我们何等愿意把更多的人带到主你的面前来。
We're so willingly to bring so many people in front of you, Lord.
让他们同样得到你的应许，得到你给他们的永生。
So they can be blessed with your holy love, your forever, your promise of forever life.
因为你的心意是愿意万人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
Because Lord, your will is you want everyone to be saved. You don't want anyone to be lost.
我们求你继续向我们说话。
Lord, please continually talk to us.
凡是有耳的就当听而且遵从。
As long as the person has the ears, they should listen to your words and practice according to it.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the holy and victorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.